Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week is Snap P88.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
'88. Yeah. I remember Expo '88.
Yes. I've just been watching the newsreader and it's all about the bicentenary and all of that. Oh, gosh. Remember getting the coin?
Oh, yeah. I found it because I've just moved house.
Yeah.
And I found my, and I remember thinking, this is going to be worth something. And then when I did, I
nothing.
Thought, everybody in Australia got one.
I know.
So for those young people, 1988 was the bicentenary of something. I don't even know. It must have been something probably horrific when I think about it now.
It's really problematic.
Yeah. But we got a gold coin in a little plastic.
Yes. I had all signed by all my grade six friends.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes. It's very cute.
I reckon I was in year eight.
Yeah. Well, grade six is sort of like, you know, it's a big year to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I remember it was just John Farnham at Go-Go.
Oh,
it was just that album
everywhere.
Was released and it was just.
And there was this expo thing
in
Brisbane.
Yes, I didn't go.
Expo 88.
Expo 88.
And we went for one day and it absolutely.
Was it like the show or something?
Yeah, but it was, it blew my mind because at the time it was all the technology that none of us had ever seen. So they had like a holograph. And it was like a telephone, but when you reached, obviously you couldn't pick it up. I was just like, I can see it. It's ringing.
Wow.
You know, like,
yeah.
I think I was 15.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just, and rides and.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd never been to Disneyland. I hadn't been to any of the worlds.
Oh, no, of
this
course
was,
not.
Anyway, I think maybe that's where South Bank is in Brisbane now.
Right, I don't know.
Anyway,
here we are.
Number 88.
88, we are going to hear from the peas.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Cecilia here from Adelaide.
Hi, Cecilia.
I've had a shit morning.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting in the shopping centre car park crying.
Oh, no.
Car park.
And I thought I need a friend to talk to, but I don't really have any, friends that truly understand. So I thought I would just send a speak pipe.
Yeah, good idea.
Because I need to get this out before I go and do the shopping.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, turnaround time.
But anyway, oh, it just was a shit morning. I just dropped Lucy at school and she was playing with her little mates in the playground. Well, she was trying to and she just couldn't keep up.
Oh, no.
They were all climbing on the logs and jumping off and climbing up on the play equipment, up the ladders to go down the slide and she couldn't get up the ladders. And then she couldn't climb on the logs. And then they've got this giant wooden bird's nest thingy and she couldn't get in that. And so I put her up on the logs and she wanted me to let go so she could jump off, which I knew she couldn't do, but she was so desperate to do it. And so I let go and then she nearly fell off, so I had to catch her. And in the end, she just went and sat down by herself.
Oh, no.
And one of the other parents was there and she just went up to them and said, when I was little, my legs went wonky, which is her way of talking about her disability, I guess. But it was just a really shit morning because I just sat there watching everything she couldn't do.
Yeah.
And I know I'll be able to reframe it into all the great things she can do. And
I know, you will.
How great she is and all that stuff. But right now I'm just sitting in the shit. because
it stings.
It was crap to watch. And it was crap to watch her struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, she just wanted to be like the boys and be Spider-Man doing all the things, and she just couldn't, and it just broke my heart.
It does. Yeah.
And then when I left school, I thought, oh, I need to ring someone, and as much as I love all my friends, I don't think any of them really truly get it 100%. No. Like they're not rectums, but they're just
No one
gets that heartbreaking feeling.
Yep.
As much as what the peas do.
Yep.
So thank you for having this place that I can ring and someone really understands what it's like. And I know everyone has a struggle of some kind. I get that. But today I just needed someone who understood this in particular struggle. And I don't have anyone in my life apart from my husband that gets it.
Yeah.
And he's at work, so I don't really want to ring him and dump that on him. But anyway, thanks for listening. And thanks for providing this place to be able to connect people who truly understand. Thank you.
Oh, I think we all have so many areas of our life where we need a different person.
Yes, we definitely do.
Like, you've got the person who understands that, I don't know, your mum's coming over and your mum's picky about housework. I have to ring this person for that. Because your other friends don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many scenarios.
But when it's our baby.
Oh, and your heart is outside yourself. It's just
And you
very
will.
Very specific,
you
actually.
You will reframe. You are so right.
Of course you will.
Because she's awesome and you love her and she's just the most amazing kid. But it's even if you don't have a child with a disability, if you've had a child that is struggling to fit in or keep up or it is brutal.
Oh, you just can't explain it.
You can't explain it. So I hope that you bought something yummy in that shopping centre. Do they have a Donut King?
Oh, that's the place to go. Hot cinnamon donuts.
Yeah, yep.
And just chug them down and just think.
Power eating. Yep. That's what that's what you needed to do.
It's been so many times where I'd helped Molly, done all those things, and then you realise you have to leave.
Yes.
And she has to just manage this life.
Yes.
And she does.
Yes, that's right. She does.
She does, and she makes it work.
But it is.
And I think that does get a little bit more, it gets easier as they get older.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that physicality of small children.
It's not as intense. Yeah.
Definitely. It's that playground and I can't do the monkey bars and I can't climb up to the slide and all of that stuff is so full on in kinder and primary school.
And it's where everyone plays.
Yes.
So I know my boys obviously very good at climbing and stuff but were often excluded.
Yeah.
But where else do you go?
Yes.
There's not, people don't hang out in the library and prep.
No.
Or reception or whatever it's called, you know.
No.
You have to be on the play equipment and the sand pit and
it's very tricky.
It's tricky. Yep. You just want to keep them home.
Yeah, you do.
You know,
I was just thinking maybe you know Tanya could come and help.
Tanya, she could help.
If only we all had a Tanya to just stay by our kids' sides and get them through everything, you know?
Yeah, and find all the socks that don't have the seams in them.
Oh, my gosh.
So many things she could do.
Oh, she could. Really yeah, she's useless.
She is.
Hope that made you laugh, Cecilia.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Louise from Perth.
Hi, Louise.
Today it's overcast with a high of 24, though it feels dark and dreary.
Nice,
I'm just calling to say I really appreciated Mandy calling out in one of the last snap peas about how mothers end up being on really high alert to monitor their children and that when we were kids that wasn't even an option. I had a 29-weeker right as the pandemic hit in 2020 and when he came home I could not sleep with him in the room with me. But felt terrible wanting to move him out. He was so noisy and I'm such a light sleeper.
Yeah.
Yep.
We ended up getting an owlet sock to monitor heart rate and oxygen levels and a baby monitor. So he lived in our front room in a porta cot for about 4 months and I moved him out of our bedroom as soon as those monitors arrived. And we've been monitoring him ever since. He's 3 and a half now. He's also got a full-term little brother who's 20 months. And I recently turned off the sound on the baby monitors. So they each have one in their room. So I can hear them if they cry. Yeah, and obviously the 3 and a half-year-old can come and get me. And I know I wake up when they really need me. Yes. But I was not getting enough sleep with waking up to every time they coughed and the monitor went on, or every time they drank from their water bottle and they put it back loudly against the bed or the edge of the cot. And I felt so incredibly guilty that I was not, you know, seeing every movement or hearing every movement or waking up. But it's the right decision for me. It's the right decision overall for our family. And even though I know that if they needed me, I would be able to help them, I felt incredibly guilty over making that decision. So yeah, I just appreciated that being called out and that I don't have to feel guilty over this, and my children are well cared for.
Of course they are.
Yeah, so that's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much for all the time and effort you guys put into this podcast and this community. It is very much appreciated. I've been listening to you since January 2020 when I was on hospital bed rest with that 29-weeker for 6 and a half weeks prior to his birth. And you guys feel like a lovely part of my community, friends, without even really knowing you. And I've had the privilege of being able to use Mandy a couple of times as a sleep consultant with each kid. So, yeah, just a heartfelt thanks for everything that you do.
Oh, beautiful Louise.
Look, I think that it's so weird because we know I have to do this or I can't keep parenting to the level that I need to parent.
Yeah.
But I'm also extremely racked with guilt because I think I should be doing this other thing. And the head miles, you're like, what do I do?
And I just was calling out this generation of younger women that are having to live with all this and with the noise on social media and everything around sleep.
Yeah.
It's so massive.
Yeah, we didn't have it.
We didn't, and our mum certainly didn't.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, so, yeah, good for you, Louise. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Also, we didn't mention the weather. It's raining in Melbourne. We've had – it really is the spring of deception.
Yeah.
It couldn't be – that's the
– oh, yesterday was beautiful.
Beautiful. It was like 26. And today it's
cold. All the washing's dry.
Yep.
And then bang.
It's wet and raining and the wind came in.
Of course, none of my children would take an umbrella to school, so they walk in saturated.
Yeah.
Why? Can we start some sort of revolution where high school kids will use an umbrella?
I know.
It's so stupid.
I remember not wanting to use an umbrella. Yes.
I definitely used one.
Oh, I used them. I grew up in the Yarra Valley when it rained.
Yeah.
And I would have just been drenched by the time I got home.
They do their hair.
I know.
And then they walk in the
I remember when I was at school, taking your jumper off was daggy, and it'd be like all these 40 silly degrees, rules. And I'd be like, I have to do it. I can't keep this jumper on anymore.
Of course not. I'm like, can we bring back umbrellas? I mean, anyway.
So they won't, none of them will use it.
None of them will use an umbrella. Yep. So they just walk in and get saturated.
I mean, Buzz and Woody would never use one either.
But they spend all this time on their
hair. They don't spend time on their hair.
Not Molly, but the other two spend all this time on the grooming.
And then flat hair.
And then they'll text me, my hair's all frizzy. I'm like, what about the 5,000 umbrellas I bought you? What am I meant to do about your frizzy hair?
Nothing.
When you're in English. Umbrella. Nothing. So. I bought you umbrellas. Anyway. Oh, dear.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Just thought I'd leave a speak pipe about a show my partner and I watched yesterday. We were watching Welcome to Wrexham on Amazon. Ah. The new season just came out, and it's about the soccer team that Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney bought in Wales.
Yes.
The new season came out, and so it's episode 2, and it's about their star footballer whose little boy was diagnosed with autism and their number one fan who has autism.
Oh.
And it was a beautiful episode highlighting the joy and just everything that comes with it, and it was just really nice. So I thought the peas might want to know.
Yes, thank you. Bye. I don't know that, Cho.
No, I know the story about them buying the...
I know, amazing.
But I didn't know the show.
No, thank you.
What did you say it was on?
Amazon?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I don't have Amazon. No. Yeah.
My goal in life is to... this is never achievable. To be like such a influencer that people just send me free logins for, you know, like they want you to watch the show.
They're going to do that now. The peas will be like, here's my Amazon.
No, not the peas. Oh. You know, like Amazon contact us and go, we really want you to talk about this. Because are you telling me that like other podcasters, you know.
Yeah, that's my favorite genre of podcast.
They can't possibly have the money for 27 logins. I think people are sending them.
Of course they are. How many podcasts about TV shows?
So many.
It's the greatest.
It is. It's and I can't favorite. Afford.
No, of course not.
No one can afford all those logins.
So many. Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, thank you for that.
God bless the ABC.
Oh, Ivy.
Yeah.
Ivy.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Nikki from Adelaide.
Hi, Nikki.
I've got a bit of a funny story to tell you. So I recently changed my 3.5-year-old twins from rear facing in their car seat forward facing. This was attempt 2.0. Now, the first time around was a complete and utter disaster.
Really?
I took it to the local fitting place to have it done. Mm. I brought my twins with me so that we could make sure it was all good and fit them and everything. I did the twin first that I thought would find the transition easier. And that's not how it went down.
We
turned to skip the seat forward facing, and then he refused to get in the car, and absolutely nothing was going to get him into that car seat. So the poor lady had to then refit the car seat.
And back the other way.
So then over the last 4 months or so, I've been working really hard to get them excited about having their car seats forward facing and talking up how they're going to be big boys like their friend.
You can see Macca's
who's coming forward facing and is a bit older. And I've been just constantly reminding them, oh, soon you're going to be forward facing. You'll be able to see heaps more and it's going to be so exciting. I got childcare to talk it up, and I got our friend to send a video of her son forward facing so that they could see him, and he said, you've got this, I'm so proud of you, you can do it. And it was all good, and I rang up and booked in, and they said I could go that day, and I was completely not prepared. So I was just like, okay, let's do this, because you know, we've been working towards this. So I go and I get the car seats fitted while the boys are at childcare, and then I pick them up and I tell them, you know, look, it's the day, it's so exciting, you're going to be forward facing, just like mummy, you'll be able to sit in the car seat just like mummy, and you'll be able to see what you can see, what I can see. And they're like, yeah, this is great, and bribe them with stickers and McDonald's, and that was all fine. And they get to the car and they're getting in their seats and they're like, where's the steering wheel? I said, oh, it's there. There's the steering wheel. And I pointed to the steering wheel. Yeah, but where's the steering wheel?
They thought they were getting a steering wheel.
The steering wheel's there. I just showed you. And eventually it clicks because I'd said that they're going to be forward facing and sitting like mummy.
Oh, they thought they were going to have a steering wheel.
They were both getting steering wheels as well, just like mummy has. It was so cute.
So cute.
They both smashed it, and they now love their forward-facing
It's the best.
Car seats and the transition, now that I spent months preparing them for it, was really easy. So, you know, that's made a laugh and has also made a difference.
Yeah,
it's so much
fantastic.
Easier to get them in. And it's going to be so much cooler for them now that the weather's warming up.
Yeah.
And here's my weather update for Adelaide. It is a beautiful 20 degrees today after a really warm 32 yesterday and 19 the day before and around the early 30s again the day before that. So Adelaide has absolutely no idea what
we get your weather, enjoying Adelaide.
The beautiful days. Yes. Have a great week, everyone, and love listening to your show. Thanks, Kate and Mandy.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. What a great... See, yeah, that's a milestone if I ever heard one.
I know. It's so good. Then you can like hand the drink bottles. Oh, they're right there.
Yeah.
And the chatting is different.
The chatting is very different. But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad. You did it.
You did it.
You didn't, it, you know, was hard the first time.
Then you did a good job because I probably just would have said, sorry, we've turned them around. You know what I mean?
About
like, what a kind mum. And she's gone back.
Mom. Yeah, yeah.
Turned them back. That was very awesome mothering.
Awesome. And they got McDonald's and stickers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a bit selfish of you to not put them in the driver's seat, but anyway. All right, peas. Thank you. Thank you for listening. You can rate and review if you want.
Yeah.
You know, if you're bored. Or you're sitting in your car because you all are not driving, obviously. And we will see you on Thursday.
Okay,
bye.
See you, everyone. All right, we forgot that we need to do our cry laugh.
Yeah, so we're back. So hopefully, all the stuff that we've been chatting about in the middle has been edited out by the most amazing sound engineer on the planet, and you haven't had to hear us crap on about Woolies.
Yeah, my goodness. So, okay, what made you cry?
So, what made me cry, really, is that the beautiful, beautiful Australian comedian Cal Wilson passed away. And I think Mandy and I were on the very periphery of what we're not. I'm not going to pretend that we were.
No, but we met her.
We met her. I met her a few times. I had dinner with her a few times. I always used to go to her shows before I knew her. And I went to a comedy festival show last year. And I am so shocked. I can't process it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what death is, really. It's the how.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been very sad. I'm sure everybody who listens, who knows her, has the same level of sad.
Yeah.
Because I think she was genuinely one of the good people.
Yeah, in the comedy scene.
And so funny.
And I think when she did I'm a Celebrity, she brought out this whole new world of people that could get to know her.
Yeah.
That's how I loved watching her on that. Yeah, she's compassionate and funny and kind and interested in people. And,
I think it's a testament to her amazing character how many people are devastated.
Yeah, definitely. You
know, like, and I know that in the comedy scene in Melbourne, she was a mentor to so many young women and just went about and did these little things with, you know, just because she loved supporting women. So, it's so sad. Mm. Yeah. What about
that? Well, it's obviously been a massive week because it's everything happening
Israel.
Overseas. Yep. And, just trying not to watch the television but also wanting to know what's going on, all of that stuff. And we are, you know, not informed enough to say anything other than about appease and all those
suffering.
Children and human suffering. And I got in contact with Ondine, who we interviewed on the podcast, who has her beautiful boys and they're safe. Mm. So I just wanted you all to know that.
Yeah. Okay. What made a difference in your life?
I went out, I had my birthday. I went out for tea with some friends and I'd just been doing a whole lot of end of year 12 business with
Millie.
And there's a whole lot of dress ups. And my friend, her school, she's had like one dress up. I've had like five. And we've just been texting a lot. Anyway, she gave me a present. She gave me a little bag to take to Valedictory. And inside it has got tissues, some chocolates, and some little pieces of paper that she's written. You're a really great mum. She'll like you when she's 40.
Little promise box.
No one's done more dress ups than you. And it just was so lovely.
What an awesome thing to do.
And a little bottle of gin because it's no alcohol.
Of course, yeah.
So, so it just, it was a thoughtful present.
Yes.
And it made me laugh. And I just thought friends can make a little difference when they really see you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm at Spotlight again.
Again, I'm buying another costume.
Yeah.
It's $200 later.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've just been thrilled that I kept saying to Millie, you've had year 12. You went all year and you've had an end of year 12.
Yeah, 2 years didn't.
2 years ago, those people didn't.
Yep.
I'm going to do everything I can to help you.
Yep.
End this well.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. It was a nice
amazing,
present.
Amazing.
Yeah.
My make a difference is that number one daughter went to Aldi on the day that the fruitcakes came out and she bought me 11.
Still not enough.
I'm trying to tell myself one a week, but I don't think I've already had two this week.
I'm having them every day.
So I'm going to have to go back. I
nearly bought the tray, but I was trying to count $229.
Yeah, that's right.
Like $50.
Yes.
And really, Mandy?
I know. Mm. So I was like, just get me a 10 or 11 or whatever. So, but now I'm like.
Maybe I could buy it from the peas.
Maybe. Just get them delivered here and we'll distribute them.
I really looked at them on Monday at Aldi. Yeah. I was like, should I buy the tray?
And the amount of peas that have sent little photos to the Insta DM'd with just an Aldi cake. And I'm like, we're all thrilled.
Oh, I know.
Delicious. I feel like it's my weekly advent calendar.
Oh, yeah, treat totally. Is. But the thing is, they'll be gone.
Oh, they'll be gone.
And so that's why I have to enjoy them in October. Yeah. The dumbest Christmas ritual I've ever given myself is to eat them. And then November, nothing left.
Nothing. Christmas Day. Sorry.
Yeah, no sorry. Cake. It's okay. And then I put in the Aldi Australian fans group, why can't they make a big cake out of this?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yes, I agree. And then someone was like, well, they make more money on smaller cakes. I'm like, clearly, because I just keep buying them.
I know, but it's for Christmas. But haven't they got a heart?
Haven't they? Make one big cake. I will buy it.
Yes, I'll buy it.
I actually won't eat that.
No. I'll keep that for Christmas.
Yes,
Day.
I'll keep that for Christmas.
Yeah.
But all the Aldi people, they know everything in there, so
I can't believe you're in an Aldi.
Oh, I love it. That and the Hydrangeas of Australia group. That's my new favorite Facebook group.
Hydrangeas of Australia.
I put a photo up of one of my flowers that had just come out, and someone wrote, "Hello, big boy." And I was like, "It's a girl."
Yes,
it's pink. But anyway, it's given me so much joy, that Hydrangeas group. So join it. There's like 25,000 people in there.
Wow.
Everyone loves Hydrangeas. Yeah. If you got a question.
Look,
even the admin said looking healthy, and I thought, great.
I used to, when, like, a long, long time ago, before I had the boys, we lived in, doesn't matter what suburb of Melbourne, and I had a lot of hydrangea, and I would get up on a summer's day and cover them all with
I'm gonna
sheets.
I'm going to have to. Yep.
And I just became so obsessed with them not burning and dying.
I know.
And I dry them all.
You should join the group. People
and
would
then
love that.
This lady at church used to say to me, she thought she was a bit of a, this is a very old reference, but a hyacinth bouquet.
Right.
So she thought she was rather posh.
Yep.
And she'd say to me, wow, Kate, your hydrangea look amazing.
As in, not plural.
Not plural.
The hydrangea.
And I can't see a hydrangea bush without going,
hydrangea. Oh, that is so funny. We've got to tell our laugh because we have to get going.
Yeah, we do.
Mine is I have been crying with laughter at the podcast Strike Force 5. So that
is
the five
late night TV hosts.
I haven't cried like that in a podcast since my dad wrote a porno.
Yeah.
So there's a specific episode where Jimmy Fallon asks all their wives questions.
Yes.
But he gets it all mixed up. And so it's just five men talking over the top of each other, but they're funny and they're quick.
Yes,
and it's
so
been
quick.
A joy. Anyway, they finished yesterday, 12 episodes, podcast finished. I'm crying.
Just doing it.
I've loved it so much. Yes. And so they're all emotional.
And aren't they raising money for?
Yes, for all their workers that were in the strike.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there yesterday feeling someone's brother wrote a song. I've had the time of my life, you know.
Hope
you had the strike force of your life. You know, just all their funny little jokes from 12 episodes. I'll have to go listen.
It's good.
Because
when I've got a whole day of having
just comedians, quick-witted comedians.
They must be good because for you to listen to five men.
Oh, yeah, that's not normally my thing, I have just loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
My laugh is one of my beautiful work boys. For those of you who have been here for a long time, you'll remember that Alfred used to actually tutor Woody at school. Alfred went to Monash and did a degree. Then he got into NIDA, moved to Sydney five years ago. And in 2017, I think, he did a play at the Melbourne Fringe called Pining for Affection, a tree musical.
Yep.
Anyway, the original cast have come back and they did it again. I went last night and saw it, and then I had a little drink with him. I love him and I laughed. It was so funny. And he plays this ridiculous sort of misogynist king.
Oh,
and it's so not like him.
Yes.
And anyway, it was just lovely. It was lovely to be out and to see him. And I haven't seen him since the end of 2021 when he finished at NIDA and I flew up to see his performance. So it made me laugh a lot.
Oh,
all right,
peas,
we're going.
Have to go.
See you. Bye.